2016. The government will stop funding free public transport for children at half-price fares for young people under 25 by the end of the month. Leanne Orton is the national president of the New Zealand Principals Federation. She's also here to talk about the latest review into our education system and the Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum, which began at the start of last year. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us on the program. A warm welcome, hoki mai, and kia ora anō.
Morena, Dale.
Thanks for joining us. Well, how can you have a supposed commitment to getting kids back to school while taking away the free transport that helps them to get there? What was your initial reaction to this news?
Well, I mean, on the back of the reduction, well, the suggested reduction in servicing the Ka Ora, Ka Ako Food in Schools program, this is just yet another policy that is at total odds with what we want, and that is we want an education system that encourages and supports families to get kids back to school. So, you know, the whole idea of attending school, you know, it is about our young people and them thriving in school, and we're just putting barriers up. These policies are all at odds with what we and the government really want, and that is that our young people are thriving in schools and that they are, you know, on a pathway towards really, you know, becoming the meeting their potential. So, you know, I was dumbfounded to learn that these, you know, these cuts were happening with Ka Ora, Ako, and now the transport subsidies kicking in, and
Well, it flies in the face, doesn't it? They're talking about the need to up attendance rates across the board, and yet throw these curveballs into the mix. You would have first-hand knowledge, no doubt, as a long-time principal, that some whānau struggle to get their kids to school. What's going to be the ultimate reaction here? And I'm curious to know whether or not there's any consultation with the Principals Federation before the announcement of this plan.
No. Unfortunately, there hasn't been much consultation on any of the policies, and we've found that quite frustrating. You know, the first 100 days was the, you know, was the 1 hour of reading, writing and maths, and the cell phones, no cell phones in schools. And generally, we agreed with both of those. So, you know, to us, that was kind of the low-lying fruit they talk about. And we quite willingly put those in place in our schools. Obviously, we've still got to work through how that 1 hour of reading writing is going to happen. So that was without any consultation. But this next lot, these are directly impacting our young people. And NZPF, or the New Zealand Principals Federation, we represent and have the mandate to represent 2,500 schools. That's primary, secondary, public, private, kura, kaupapa, kura, iwi. And so we would think that we would be someone of whom the government would call upon for some input into these policies. There's still time, of course, and we're looking forward to having a better engagement with. The ministers are saying that they are talking with educators, they are talking with principals, but that is a very select group. That's a very small group, and we all know that that's not a representation of the sector. And the best way to, it makes sense to me anyway, the best way to input any new policies in practice in schools across New Zealand would to be to ensure that you have those peak bodies or those major groups, and we're not the only ones, NZPF, there's PPTA, the Secondary School Principals, there's Schools Trustees Association, and there's, you know, there is the unions as well, but we're a professional body. We would expect that we would be having those communications with the ministers to be able to support with the thinking around these policies so we don't have these mistakes that we've just seen, policies at odds with getting kids back to school.
Tēnā koe, Leanne. I sometimes get the feeling that there's a lot of interference coming from the big house in Wellington, politicians designing the curriculum. Of course, many of our people were enthused by the thought that our next generation of tauira were going to learn more accurate history of New Zealand, localised history, etc. But I note the Education Review Office has found that schools are prioritising local histories rather than national events, Schools are also teaching less about how New Zealand's history is linked with global contexts. This is the review from the Education Review Office. Found teachers overwhelmed by the scale of the changes needed in the new curriculum. Which brings us to the teaching of New Zealand history and rudimentary reo Māori. As I say, many of our people, Leanne, were upbeat about this change. But I just wonder how it's going to roll out now. It could be one step forward, two back. What's some of the key findings from your end to the recommendations that are being put forward by the Education Review Office's recent report?
Yes, well, I met with the Effectiveness Review Office before the report was put out into the public and went through their findings. And look, I have to say that the media has picked up on the negative side of the report, because there are a lot of positive sides. First of all, the good news is that, look, 90% of our teachers are absolutely enjoying teaching. Our Māori are seeing themselves in this curriculum and they are engaged. And for me, that is a shift back in balance. And people are talking about the balance at the moment and they're saying, oh, you know, it's not balance. Let's be clear, this is less than a year in the curriculum. It's a new curriculum. You know, it's something that teachers, whilst they're enjoying teaching, it's new. The knowledge is new for them. So, you know, this is good news that we're starting to see this roll out across the country. We're saying the review says that most schools are doing it, if not all schools, just not at each level. Parents, you know, I've been talking to parents, I've been talking with teachers about, you know, their initial thoughts on, you know, just how this is going. And you know what parents are saying? Parents are saying, I wish I was taught this at school myself. I wish that, you know, that we had learnt a little bit more about, well, a lot more about what was the histories of Aotearoa New Zealand and not what was happening in Europe or in the United States. One parent said to me, a Māori parent, I know more about the American presidents than I ever knew about anything that happened in New Zealand. So, you know, this is a shift, and it's a good shift, and this is what our parents want. Look, like any new curriculum, teachers were overwhelmed, and that's come through in the report. They were overwhelmed, and as a result of that, halfway through last year, we called for a slowdown of the curriculum refresh, and the ministry were very good about that. They slowed down the new refresh documents coming out and pushed them out to 2025-26, and have now been talking about having curriculum experts working with schools, and they are going to be needed going forward so that we can get to grips with the other parts of the curriculum, Aotearoa New Zealand curriculum, that we're not touching on yet.
Tēnā koe. Well, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today. And I'm really pleased that you do note that there's a lot of positives in the report, and being part of the media too, I guess we can in some ways be drawn to the negatives, but we touched on that as well. But it is pleasing to note that there's a lot of support for the teaching profession, with 90% of teachers enjoying their mahi, and I think that's a really important stat. Good to catch up with you again, Leanne. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, nā mahi, nā kia koe. Kia ora.
Me koe hoki te tuhi, nā kia ora te watu koe.